So where are we today?
Well, we are in my office. I'm Shamez Rajan. I'm one of the program managers of the Visual Basic team.
And what do you do on the VB team?
Well, so right now I am the release program manager, and I focus on releasing the product. I spend most of the time doing the WGB product cycle to be the release PM. But I joined about 4 years ago, and that was the time when we were just about to ship VB 2002, the first .NET version of VB. And when I joined, it was kind of late in the year, so the timing was fine. We were just very close to shipping it, so everybody was just playing with the product and getting done with it. And then we transitioned after we shipped in January of 2002 into WGB. And at that time, we were looking at the .NET framework. It was a big framework for VB users. We wanted to somehow simplify the access to the framework. And a lot of feedback from customers we got was that, you know, there's a lot of stuff in the framework. Do I really need all that? Can you just show me something that I, you know, a smaller set that I need on a regular basis, common things? So we took all that feedback, and there was this My feature. So that was the feature that I worked on initially for the first 2 years. And then we transitioned that feature to Joe Binder, a good friend of mine who also works in the same team. And then from then on, I became the release PM. So I focused more on getting the product out of the door on time. So we shipped beta 1, we shipped beta 2, and then the final IT version.
And today is November 2nd, 2005, so
yes.
It's just released a few days ago.
Yeah, so we RTM'd, we finished it, and now we're launching it on Monday, November 7th.
Right.
So that's very exciting.
So there's these different versions of both Visual Studio, and then there's different versions of VB 2005. And so we're here to talk about the Express.
That's right. So when I became the release PM, after we shipped beta 1, I also became the owner of VB Express and took over that from Paul Yuknovich. And since then, I've been driving VB Express as well to get it out.
So if you were going up 5 floors in an elevator, mm-hmm. and someone says, oh, what is this Express? What's VB Express about? How do you tell them before the elevator rides over?
That's a great question. And you know, one of the reasons why I've fallen in love since I own this is the way we have designed Express. The whole idea behind Express was to let beginners or novices or even hobbyists to get a product that is easy to learn, easy to use. It's simple to acquire. You can just go to our website after the launch date, download it, install it on your computer.
So how does this relate to like a trial edition? Isn't there really a trial edition, or is this kind of...
No, this is a fully fledged edition.
But there is no trial edition. It's like if you want to try something out, you can use Express version, which is fully functional to some degree.
Yes. Yes, you can use this
like
as a
light
trial
version, a light version in a way. I mean, how do you...
So there are some features in there that, don't work. There are some features that work in the bigger SKUs.
Right.
But, that does not mean that Express is like a toy or a trial scheme.
Like, when you were designing what features were in and not in, what was the mantra, what was the goal saying, how do you determine what's the Express version?
So again, we're looking at the customer targeted, right? We're looking at hobbyists, we're looking at beginners. What are the things that they usually do? Like hobbyists, I've done development for a long time. And then I transitioned to become more a project management role. But still, at heart, I'm still a developer. And on my home machine, after we launch, VB Express is what I'm going to install. I still write some apps at home. So it's a perfect...
It's not necessarily for someone brand new to programming, but maybe someone new to VB and the .NET framework.
Right. Or even something that you have used VB 6 for a long time. Mm-hmm. And now you want to come in and see, what's there. So you can play with it and learn the core features that are in the bigger SKU are all in here as well. And I'll tell you the features that are not there. But majority of all the new features that we shipped in WGB are in Express as well. And you can build great, compelling applications with Express. And I'll show you some examples today.
Now, there's nothing in the Express version that's not in the higher versions, right?
No.
Not like some different version. It's just more of a subset.
Right, it's a subset.
Yeah.
It's a subset, yes.
Cool.
Exactly. There were some things like starter kits that were initially designed to for Express only.
Mm-hmm.
But then it turned out that everybody can make use of those.
Right.
So then we ended up putting in other SKUs as well.
So before we get in, there's some cool demos.
Yes.
A common question is, after the launch, how will people get Express?
So you could, if you just want to download it, you can go to Microsoft's website, and I'll show you the link at the end. Go there and you can download it. Or if you really want to buy a fully packaged box, go to your favorite store and you can buy it from there as well.
And how does this, how many different Express SKUs, you know, parts are there?
Great question. You know, so we're targeting different kinds of developers. If you're a VB fan and you want to just continue using VB, VB Express is your answer. If you're a C++ or a C# developer, then there's C# Express as well.
And a couple others?
Yes, there is VWD Express, the Visual Web Developer Express. So if you want to build a web application.
And what language does that include? Is it VB and C#
yes,
both?
Yes, you can get both VB and C# in VWD.
The development is targeting web forms, not WinForms.
That's right. And so, Ken, you understand the difference, right? Your web forms and you're building web applications.
Right.
Good examples are Hotmail, your internet banking application. Those are web applications.
So if somebody wanted to get started with Express and they wanted to do a little web and a little WinForm, would they maybe get VB Express and Web Express?
And Web
Express. Install them both?
Together. Exactly. And you can install both of them side by side and they work. Yeah.
And the .NET framework gets installed automatically? Or?
Yes. Or, yes. With the framework, the .NET framework gets installed.
2.0.
Plus, you also get SQL Server Express, which is the new Express version of SQL Server that runs locally on your machine. So
got
that
it.
Gets installed. In. You get an option to install it.
So there's ways to use VB Express to build apps with SQL Express.
That's right. And so you can build compelling data applications mm-hmm. with VB Express.
Got it.
Right.
So do you have some stuff to show us so that
yes,
people have an idea of what you can do with this if they install it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So let's get here. So
well, talk about that screen. Minimize that again.
All right.
How do you know where everything is?
So it's all in my head.
Your desk, your office here looks kind of neat. You know, but then you look at your desktop, and that's where the clutter is.
Yes, and it's all in my head.
It's all in your head.
Exactly where things are.
Yeah, they have a thing in Windows called folders, but
right.
All right, let's see the demo.
All right. Thanks. So Ken, here I just started VB Express. And you can see that the start page shows up, and on the start page here, and this you get in other SKUs as well. On the right here, there's some RSS feed data coming in. You can hear you can get articles, news, and all that stuff. And here on the left side, you see there's a getting started section where there are links. Again, one thing I wanted to tell you that the whole design of Express was geared towards learning. So people, when they come in, there's a lot of resources you'll find that we give you that you can learn VB. Mm-hmm. But together with that, you also see a lot of community involvement. Inside the product, you'll mm-hmm. see like a link to connect to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other features, when I talk about starter kits and other templates, this is all, you know, tying into the community.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have starter kits, if they have templates that they want to share, they can post up on our website. People can download, can use, install. So it's, you know, well-designed product that, you know, from ground zero, we thought about people should learn, get community involvement, keep it simple. Like, even if you look at the IDE here, look at up top here, the menus, the toolbars, they're all, like, very simple. That's the idea about Express. Keep things simple. So we'll go ahead and create a project right here.
Mm-hmm.
And look at this here. It tells you what kind of project you can build with, and you know, in Express we let you build a Windows application. Now again, just to clarify, Windows applications, good examples of Windows applications are applications we used on a daily basis. Word, you know, Excel, Instant Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
These are apps that you use every day.
Mm-hmm.
And these are classic Windows applications.
Right.
So same thing, you can build those kind of applications here. A class library, this is just a run, you know, you build once and then you want to reuse, it creates a DLL mm-hmm. that you can reuse.
And if you had Web Express, you would just see web application.
Web application, okay. And probably be able to create a class library there as well.
Yeah. And if people build a project here, and they upgrade to standard or professional or...
They can open their project in there.
All forward compatible.
Yes. So the project system is not different.
Right.
Here.
Okay.
Yes. Cool. So that's a good question. And then there's console applications.
Mm-hmm.
So if I bring up... you know, the classic console.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do DIR, DIR is an application. It's a command,
right?
But it's an app that runs mm-hmm. in the console. you could build these kind of applications with Express as well. So let's go ahead, and now you can see here that there's some starter kits that we ship with the products. And I'm going to talk about starter kits later after I show you some of my examples here. So let's build a Windows application, and you select the template and you get this blank form. Now, you know,
people might say, hey, where's my toolbar of controls?
Right, so initially they might say where that is,
yeah.
And you go here and you
Just hover over it and it pops out.
You can actually click on that pin and make it stick right there.
Uh-huh.
Now, all of these controls here, these are Windows Forms controls.
Mm-hmm.
And all that you get in the higher SKUs, you get them in Express as well.
So
none of the controls from Windows Forms
that
we removed from Express.
So even if you get the full-blown, big Enterprise Edition, it's basically the same set of controls all usable here?
From the Windows Forms team, yes.
Windows Forms, yeah.
Yes. There might be some other reporting coming from other, you know,
sure,
third-party
sure.
or, you know, our external partners that you won't see in Express. But mostly
but the,
all of these are...
But the key is you can build a real application with Express.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the idea. And, you know, the new Windows Forms features, so, you know, it's drag and drop. I can drag a button here. I'll drag a text box. And you can see that the Windows Forms Smart Take feature, you know, it's in Express as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're hidden any of those. You know, when I drag my controls, you can see we give you snap lines. You can see a blue line at the bottom, a blue line at the top. This is for aligning controls. It's a really cool feature. Customers that have seen this
mm-hmm.
really love this, and it's in Express as well. So that's the designer, and it's the same designer that we ship in other SKUs. And again, writing some code here. So I'll go ahead and go to the code view. Again, in the code view, you see the same story. The classic editor that we ship with Visual Basic, it's there in Express as well. Features like code snippets. Now, I know you
mm-hmm.
worked with Lisa to, you know, there's another video people can see.
Right.
Code snippets are in Express as well.
My dot
in Express and
right.
Error correction. Edit and continue. This is another big feature we shipped. Now, you know what edit and continue is, right? So
yeah.
You debug the application while you're testing it. You can make right. changes and run it without stopping.
The debugger is basically the same.
It's the same.
So then if people are watching this, they're going to start saying, so what is not there?
Good question. So I can't build data applications that are targeting the full SQL Server.
So it targets SQL Server Express or some other remote data sources?
What about local data. Local data
local
only.
Data.
So either SQL Server Express or Microsoft Access.
How about
these are two databases.
Boxpro DBF files, local files?
Go
through any OLADB provider?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can use those.
Mm-hmm.
And I also one thing to note here is that the .NET framework is at your disposal.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in the .NET framework is reduced in Express.
Okay.
So if you decide to use remote SQL Server using the .NET framework classes directly,
got it.
You can do that.
It's not the tool
not
set
the tool
visually.
Set. Exactly.
Got it. Oh, okay.
Then the other applications that you can build are device applications. Or
so if you want the mobile phone, mobile pocket PC,
yes.
and the emulator and all that, and the controls.
You need to get the higher SKUs
yeah.
for that. You can build Office applications. So if you want to build applications for Microsoft Word or Excel, then you can do that with Express.
One thing I have personally lobbied for successfully was to get the XML editor on all the Express
yes.
versions. So
yes, and it's
if
in
you
there.
Open up an XML file here, you get the full XML
yes,
editor
you get
right
a full
in the
XML
Express,
editor.
Any
yes,
Express.
Absolutely. And then...
So what can we do here? Are you going to show us how to
yes, so
build something? Or
yes, I was going to actually build a browser.
I mean, like
a web browser,
like a web form that hosts IE as an ActiveX control.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so good thing you brought. You know,
I've done
a web
one of those
control,
before.
The ActiveX.
Yeah.
So in Whitby, we ship a brand new web browser control that's fully managed. That doesn't use the ActiveX technology.
It's still using the IE components, right?
Yes, it does.
It's just a different wrapper, so it's not an ActiveX hosted container. It's a .NET native.
You got it.
Similar methods and properties as before?
Yes.
Just kind of bring it forward?
Well, there's some new methods in
sure.
there, and I'll walk you through
cool.
some of them.
That's a pretty popular ActiveX control or hosted control.
Yes,
IE.
Yes, very popular.
Yeah.
So let's do that. So go back to my designer here. What I'll do is just increase the size a little bit here. Drag a label.
for the most part, will the IDE look a lot similar? You got the Solution Explorer, you got Property Sheet.
Yes.
You wanted an error list and warnings list and all that.
Yes, it's all. You go to the view here, and you can pick the error list, and we'll show you that.
So, yeah.
So all of those are available.
Certainly people bring their knowledge and experience with Express and bring it forward and just be at home.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. So right here, go ahead, change this to address. And this is going to be
one of those lines that are popping up. Is that
again,
some kind of grid line, snap
lines?
Is that kind of new to...
These are the ones I showed you to aligning and all that.
Right.
This is a new feature.
But it's new. That's what I wanted to point out.
Yes, it's new. Yes. All right, so this is my address bar, and this is my button where I'm going to actually launch stuff. And right here, at the bottom, you see there's a web browser.
Uh-huh.
So drag that and drop that here. So let me run this and see what we see here. So you saw how...
You hit run or F5.
I hit F5 or you hit run. And see the same thing that VB has always been about since before, productivity.
Right.
Drop your controls and hit F5 and things are there. So just wanted to show you a few things here that are new to the .NET framework. When I resize this, you know, in old VB6, you had to write a lot of code to resize. You know, these controls didn't resize with the form. So the feature that we have added, and these features have been there since 2002, and they continue staying there. So I want to resize this control, and there's this anchor property. And I go and anchor on the right and at the bottom as well. This button here, I want to anchor on the right, but not on the left. And then my address text box, I want to anchor on the right. And now if I run this, without writing any code, you know, I can now resize and everything resizes with that. So, which is, I think, really cool.
Continue
doing that. So I try and make it look like the Internet Explorer. So I want the toolbar. Go ahead and bring the tool strip control. This is a new tool strip control we're shipping in 2005. Again, really easy to use. Go there and add a button here. And I want to make a back and forward button. So I go here and I say, okay, I want to use an image for that. Go ahead and browse for the image. Right, so we go ahead and import some images here. Go to my desktop, go to my images folder. And there's the image I'm going to use to go backwards. And I also want this button to show some text. So I'm going to use image and text together. Come down here. And the text of this is going to be back. I go ahead and add another button here.
So how do you define it, the new tool strip control? Is it kind of like menu meets toolbar meets button set? I mean,
so there's a menu
similar to like commercial products.
Yes, so there's a menu strip as well, which I'm going to show you right now. And there's a toolbar strip.
Okay.
Which gives you the same toolbar and menus that you know you usually see in Microsoft applications, which is great. Import my left to right button. Change text to forward. And make this button its display style to image and text. So I have this. And what I want to do is when the form loads, I want to go to the home page of where the, you know, every your machine will have a home page, I have a home page.
I use blank, but yeah.
Well, right,
I know what
so
you mean.
we can target that. So I can go here and say me dot. And now you can see that IntelliSense, this is one of our great editor feature. And it's right in Express fully functional the way it is everywhere else. So go to my web browser one. This is my web browser control. And there's a method in there called go home. So when I form load, go home. Coming back here, when I click on my back button, I want to say me.webbrowser.goback. And same thing for my go forward. So let's run this and see what it looks like. So there you go. You can see that the browser, my home page showed up. If I click on, you know, some of the pages and I go forward and backward and I use my button, that'll take me back and forward. So with just a few lines of code, see, you know, we've been able to achieve quite a bit here. Now I want to go and hook up this Go button where I can type a custom address and go to that web page. So in this button's click events, I want to say me.webbrowser. This is navigate method. I'm going to say me.textbox1.textproperty. Now, something really cool here that I wanted to show you was. So I come here and I type www.cnn.com, right? Click on that and I go to the page. So, not sure if you remember, but you know, in IE, there's a drop-down, actually. So when you type these things, it remembers all those things.
Autocomplete.
Right. So, you know, an autocomplete there. And things get added in there when you type again. So it reuses it. So we want to build that functionality in here as well. So I'll show you how that's done. So what I'll do here is go change this. Remove the text box and instead put the combo box. In the combo box here. The size. Remember my anchoring, Ken? Go ahead, do that anchoring thing for this.
Right.
And now I want to when I click on this, I remove my text box. Go ahead and change that to combo box 1.text. And I also want to items. Add that to my combo box. It's 6 in there. Then there's this neat feature that the combo box has in 2005. This is what you just suggested, auto completion. So auto complete mode, we want suggest and append. So I select that. And where's the data coming from? And for this one, I'm going to use the list items. So the items that are in the list.
Could be a data source, though.
Could be a data. I'm going to show you that, right, in a bit. So I come here. So in the beginning, it's empty. I go ahead, www.cnn.com. And you see it got added in there. I'll go ahead, www. Now you see what's happening? While I'm typing, I'm getting the IE's behavior, which is really cool. By just setting two properties, I get that. One really neat feature in there is that you can, the autocomplete source, there's a property, there's a setting for all URL. So I select that, and now if I run, now you can see that everything that was inside IE.
Oh, it's picking up the history property.
Exactly.
I don't know. That's cool.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, because that's a property you can get right from the control itself.
Right. Exactly. Cool. So that was one. Now going back, I'll go back to my list items, and I wanted to show you something that we have added in 2005 is the settings. You know, you can have custom settings, and you can persist those settings inside your application. So when I use, let's say, CNN.com or King5.com, and I stored that in my dropdown, when I restart my app, I want those to persist and stay there. So I'm going to show you how easy it is to add those settings.
Okay.
So what I'll do is there's, not sure if you know, but you know, in 2005, there's a whole brand new project designer that we added. Mm-hmm. And that project designer works in Express the way it works in the other SKUs.
Got it.
So double-click on my project, and you can see the project designer showing up there.
What you're really showing is if you're using Express, if you don't happen to look up at the title bar saying that you're using Express, it's really hard to know that you are.
Exactly.
Unless you were to go to, like, do a full-blown SQL,
exactly.
SQL Server app or things like that,
that's
right?
Well said, Ken. That's well said. Okay, so right here you can see settings. I click on setting. And I'm going to add a setting here for URLs. Now, this is not going to be a string, so I'm going to go pick a collection of strings because that's what I want to store, a collection of my URLs. And just to show you here, because you pick the type as collection,
mm-hmm.
we give you a custom editor right there.
Mm.
So go ahead and, you know, I could, for example, add one of my setting here. Click OK. And I come here. In my forms load event, I want to populate that for each URL as string. And now you can see even the language features, like the for each, and then you create a variable there, and it's typed in the same line. It's a Whitby mm-hmm. feature, and it's in Express in mm. as well. Now, how do I get to my settings? Again, we talked about the My feature.
Mm-hmm.
It works in Express as well. So here, and it's so easy to get to. As soon as you edit your setting, you type My dot, and you see those
mm-hmm.
simplified classes that you can use to get the common building blocks, right? And one of the items is there, is settings.
Oh, okay.
And you get strongly typed settings right there. And URLs is what we had added. Click on common here, and you see URLs showing up right there. And what I want to do is, in my combo box, items, I want to add URL. And then when I'm adding new items to my combo box, I also want to add them to my settings. So my.settings, urls.add, me.combobox, one.text. So go ahead and run this. And now it should show the first one that we added, the cnn.com. And that shows up right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead, www.king5.com. Click on go. And go to that page. Now you see that there are two of them here. And I exit. And I restart my app. Now both of them should be in here. You see both of them.
Even when you close Visual Studio, where is that persisted
exactly? It's part of all the, you know, the, every user has a settings folder.
Okay.
Your document settings.
Got it.
And it stores there.
Okay.
So, again, you saw that the amount of code we had to write was very small.
Sure.
Again, using the tool, you were able to do all that.
Got it.
Wow. So,
what next?
I wanted to show you the starter kit.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go there, in the editor,
mm-hmm.
you get the edit and continue, you get the auto correction. So I wanted to show you that as well.
Right. Breakpoints with debugging.
Breakpoints with debugging.
So you just set up a breakpoint.
I set up a breakpoint in my form load here. And you can see that, you know, I can debug each line. I can make changes while I'm there. Dim test as string. And you see the green line showed up there?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
A warning or something.
It's a warning, exactly. It's a new feature in 2005. Yeah. I scroll over it and it says unused local variable. So mm-hmm. you create a variable, and if you don't use it, we tell you that, hey, you're not using it, mm-hmm. why do you have it there? But as soon as I go ahead and use it and assign a value,
goes
the green line
away.
Goes
right.
away. I have message box.
Mm-hmm.
And so you and saw that I was in the middle.
You just added code after the breakpoint.
Right. And I'm going to run this.
So you just hit continue debugging.
And there is my message box showing. So you saw that I added a variable.
Fix a line that has an error or just change it when they...
Exactly. You make changes and we pick up those changes,
you
know, without having to restart. Which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
the other feature that is already inside the editor, which also continues to ship in Express as well, is the classic error correction that you know people are really excited about. So let's say I had a property. Name as string. Make it a public property. Name is string.
The code snippet.
And see, you get that. But if I'm doing this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's a code snippet that actually helps me. So before we get into error correction, let me show you the, if I type property and hit tab, bang,
yeah.
It shows up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can use that. So let's say I go ahead and change this to name. And my name. Now you saw that the backing field automatically got changed everywhere because of the code snippets technology itself.
Right.
It does it for you. So I didn't have to do that. Now let's say that I decide to keep this a read-only property, that people can only read. So I go ahead and at the beginning here, I say public read-only property. And right there you see, okay, if it's read-only, then there should not be a set part inside the property. But you can see here that a smart task pops up. I click on that and says, suggests, what do you want to do? Do you want to keep this read-only? Then go ahead and remove the set part. And I click on that.
So it's a picker.
It's a picker.
Example and everything.
Exactly. I can show you again if you want.
Yeah.
See, there are two choices here.
Uh-huh.
There's one is to either remove the read-only.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that was the error. Or, you know, I as a user forgot to remove the setting part. I don't have to go do it. This tool will do it for me.
Ah,
I double click on that, cleans it up for me.
Right.
So all those features that, you know.
Basically all the core of EV IDE features.
Exactly. They're all there.
Right.
Cool.
So what,
can we go to the
starter kit?
Starter kit, right. Awesome. So go ahead and shut this down. Did you have any questions for me, Ken?
No, just keep going. That's cool.
Awesome. Good.
Definitely showing off what, you know, it's not a lot of limits for
right.
the basic, you know, development here.
Right, exactly. So I will discard that part. Now, going back, remember we saw this and we said, okay, we'll look at this later. And movie collection is one of the templates that you see.
Is it a sample app or is it, how do you get?
So Starter Kit is, you know, it's a fully fledged application. We ship it inside the box with the source code with it.
Yeah.
And it works.
So
as soon as
it's functional, but it's also a sample. It's not...
Right,
not
so you can think of it as a really big sample that also can work as an app.
Sure.
That you at home, maybe you have a movie collection.
Mm-hmm.
You could just use this as an app to, you know...
Yeah, but I think a lot of developers might use it to reference how to go do something like this and look at the code and look
exactly,
at the code.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. You know, that's the big idea that you learn from it and just try and build something like
right.
it.
Cool.
So let's go ahead and start this movie collection.
Since it's movie, everybody's familiar with it. They understand what it's trying to do.
Right. So go ahead, create that. And you see the first thing that pops up is, with the starter kit, we ship extra documentation that kind of tells you, gives you an overview of the starter kit, tells you how it was designed, and also gives you some suggestions to go and improve it. So right after... creating a new starter kit, I hit F5 or hit run, and the app should work.
So that's all you do, open it up and run it.
Right.
Even though you can go look at the code and change it even if you wanted
right.
to, it's just
right.
the idea is just
so in the beginning, yeah, it's just setting up SQL Server right now and boom. You
SQL
see
Server Express.
SQL
Server 2005 Express. Which is optionally installable with VB 2005 Express.
Or C-Sharp Express.
Right. Yeah, okay.
So
or it's independently obtainable.
Yes, or you can download it by itself and install
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right, so here is my starter kit, and I'll go ahead and, you know, just add a movie to it, just for the heck of it, just to understand how this works. There's this movie, my favorite movie, Lagan. I'll go ahead and add that. What's the director? Rating was John Rule. Great movie. It was a pretty long movie, so it was 80 minutes. It was released in 2001, I believe. And actually, I can give an important image here. Go there, and there's also ratings. I could just, I will give it a 5-star
rating. Sure.
Okay, and you see, it was, you know, typical data applications people
build.
And this is a fully fledged application.
Yeah, just like looking form. Yeah.
Right. Now, one thing that I want to show, and I want people who see this to just know. So let me shut this down. Okay. And if I rerun this, the movie that I just edited, it won't be there.
Okay.
So we lost that.
Okay.
Now, I just want to tell you why.
Okay.
So what's happening is, let me save this at a location and I can explain it. Movie collection 2.
Is it in the database or not?
It is in the database.
It just doesn't display by default? Kind
of
thing?
I'll show you. If I show you, it'll make more sense. So go to this project here, Mirror Express, go to my movie collection 2. In my folder where all my files are,
mm-hmm.
you can see that there is this movie collection MDF file.
Okay.
This is the file that holds your data.
Okay.
This is a SQL Express MDF file. But if I drill down further into my bin folder, and there's debug folder, you see another one.
Okay.
So what's happening is, when we run the app, the copy from my main folder mm-hmm. gets copied into the debug folder.
Okay.
Every time I run, it gets copied. So during when you're testing your app, at runtime, we are, you put data in there, you rerun, we overwrite that file.
Got it.
The idea of overwriting here is that at design time, you might make changes to your MDF file, to your database. Mm-hmm. You might add a table or two, change the schema. So when you rerun, we want the updated one.
Got
so
it.
We don't copy that. But there's a way to actually
solve
that so you don't run into that all the time. So going back here, you click on MDF file,
mm-hmm.
there is a copy to output drive.
Oh, okay.
Change that to copy if newer.
So this is a common thing with an app using a SQL Server Express database? Or
so inside VB Express, when you're building, or C Sharp Express, when you're building a data app using SQL Server Express,
This
is something that you'll see.
So this property is definitely not unique to this app. This is just something that you took advantage of.
Exactly.
To show up. Okay.
Exactly. So every time you build a data app, this is something you probably want to remember. So now I run. And go ahead and quickly just add that again. I just give my rating there. So image. Get an image. And now I shut down. And restart. And it's there.
Yeah, makes sense.
So what I wanted to show you, Ken, was how easy it is to do this data binding.
Yeah.
So coming back here, you might look at this app and you use this to learn things. You can look at the code that we wrote so that you learned, but you also can play with modifying it. So let's just go to the list details form, and you can see that this is the form
mm-hmm.
that we used. What I want to do is I want to add another field here. Now, you see right near the Solution Explorer on the right, there's this Data Sources window.
Yep.
In the Data Sources window, when you already add your connection, and I think Steve is going to talk about data binding as well, so you can drill more into there. But, we have data bound to this database, and I can easily drag, let's say I want actors.
Cool.
Easily drag and drop here. And now this is a text box that's already bound to the actors field. I can bring this up here, align them properly, and that's it, and hit F5. And you can see now the actor's value shows up, and if I go ahead and put the actor's name that I had in
the binding is done.
It's done.
Another new data binding feature in Visual Studio 2005, but it's just here in the Express version.
So I edit that. I will go ahead and rerun.
Just showing it persisting here.
And show that it's persisting. And right there, I just added.
That's cool.
So overall, you can see that Express, although from ground zero, it was designed to be simple,
mm-hmm.
Something to learn and have fun with,
mm-hmm.
But all the core features are in there. The other features we didn't talk about, like generics and partial types, and these are
all that they're in the language.
They're all
language
in there.
Language
right?
is language.
Exactly. So when you start at the beginning, there are simple things you learn.
Yeah.
As you get advanced, you want to learn more advanced things. in the language or in the .NET framework, they're all at your disposal.
I assume there's a place online that does list the exact features that are in each version, you know, Express, Standard, Professional.
Yes, and if you go to the VBasic Center, and actually, Ken, I had this, you know, this is, you know, some links here that, you know, you can go to the Dev Center to get some extra help there. Coding for FUD is another website where you can go and get help.
Or if they just want to get VB Express or any other Express.
Yes, you go to VBasic and the, or you go to msdn.com/express.
Yeah, oh, msdn.com/express. That's probably a good one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, our forums.
Right.
That's a good place to go and, you know,
ask,
tell us about
questions.
Ask questions.
Well, great.
Great. I hope people enjoyed it. I'm really excited about this.
I can tell. Seems like you're wanting to get out of the office and go home and go build a VB app. Or
You know, it's always like that. You know, you go home, your free time. Hey, let me try doing something with the tools. That's great.
Well, thanks.
Well, thank you.
Talk to you later.
You
Bye.
Bye.